And the mayor of Alice Springs, Matt Patterson, joins me on the line. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Matt, beautiful weather.
On a beautiful Alice Springs day.
Sounds like it's glorious weather. And are people feeling pretty upbeat today with the news from the Chief Minister that this curfew is going to be extended until next Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, people are very happy with the extension. I think people... just have had 2 weeks of fresh air, basically, and you know, I think the attitude with residents in Alice Springs has been completely different, and it's made a dramatic impact. And you know, I think the Chief Minister's shown great leadership and done something that's not really been done before, and it's had a massive impact on the social well-being of the community.
Now, tell me, the Chief Minister had said again earlier this morning on the show that basically what they're looking then at longer term is, you know, how they can keep the effects of that curfew in place without having to have the curfew in place. What do you make of that, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be under the inverted commas curfew forever. And, you know, we needed that circuit breaker. The big impact is the police, Katie. Just the visual presence of them, the proactive policing that they've been able to do has had a positive effect, and just the engagement and people walking down the street. And that's the comments from most of the community, is it's completely different at night and people are willing to go down the street, and also just the visual presence of police, they feel safe. And, you know, it's been a really nice change.
Mate, what needs to happen, you know, longer term? What are locals saying to you?
Yeah, I think it's certainly the resourcing piece. We certainly need more police down in Alice Springs. It was brought to my attention this morning that the 200 police officers, none were actually pegged for Alice Springs, so that's disappointing. But I think it is clearly the resourcing issue, and also if these kids are on the street because it's safer for them to be there than at home, then we need to really look at some safe places for kids to go rather than go back home.
Yeah, and you know, this is the thing. I guess we have seen, and this is another thing that the Chief Minister had sort of pointed to earlier this morning, that yes, the curfew has made a difference, but also those additional police on the ground have made a massive difference. So with the review being released yesterday, and you saying then with those 200 officers that you've learned that none of those are going to be for Alice, like, that's tough to hear.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's really hard to... You know, in my position, to think about the long term when it's the here and now, and you know, we're just trying to get through week by week. And I think the extension is clearly beneficial to get us through school holidays. So, you know, we'll continue to advocate and lobby from our end. But as I said, the resources we've got on the ground at the moment are, you know, helping dramatically.
Yeah. Those officers were due to arrive, if not already, from South Australia. How's that been going?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure if they're here or not yet. I think they were meant to land at 8:40. But again, I think we'll see more, you know, positive impact. Obviously, Wednesdays, our bottle shops are open today again after 2 days of being shut. So we'll see. I think that they've announced that the pallies or point of sale intervention will remain for the near future. So I think that that's also beneficial.
Yeah, look, I have seen a letter that obviously went from the Northern Territory Police to those licensed takeaway premises, and it had said that with the training commitments, so this was yesterday, that those recruit constables were going to cease duties in Alice on Wednesday the 10th of April, and post this date that there would be a revision to the hybrid POSI operation. What are you hearing on the ground, though?
I'm hearing that there'll be full coverage for the near future.
Okay.
And so, that's obviously going to be well received by the public. The challenge is, I mean, if you remove these point of sale inspectors or licence inspectors or pallies, whatever we want to call them, it's going back to the, you know, the lapsing of stronger futures, and we're seeing the carnage that ensued from that. So, you know, that's their role. You know, who does it? I'll let other people decide, but... someone needs to be there, especially whilst we're going through changes. We can't just make all these dramatic changes and expect everything to be okay. We need to just Think about the unintended consequences of what will happen when we do make a change.
All right. So, Matt, from your perspective, I know the Chief Minister's saying that Friday there'll be an announcement sort of longer term. She's heading back to Alice Springs this week. From your perspective, you know, what really does need to happen so that you have that long-term change, you know, so that you've got people able to continue to go out for dinner, back in Alice Springs, out, you know, in the mall and that kind of thing again?
Yeah, I think it's all. Yeah, I think it's about investment in the remote communities and the rollout of that $250 million. I haven't been dramatically, I've been supportive of the $250 million and it rolling out slowly. I think that's important that the consultation's done right. So the right investment happening in remote communities, economy out in remote communities, because we'll continually see Alice Springs used as a service hub with less investment in remote communities. So it's all about that. But I think the big one is there's got to be a safe place for these kids to go. And we should try a youth foyer. I'm a big advocate for youth foyers and spoke about them until I'm blue in the face. But yep. They're in every other jurisdiction, Katie. We need one in the Territory, especially in Alice Springs.
Where do you reckon it should be in Alice, Matt?
Oh, look, I think, you know where there's a lot of land in Alice Springs, so there's plenty of opportunity. I think the first piece is getting a commitment from government and working that out. Secondly, I think that the federal government have a role to play here as well. Yeah. And, there's locations that will be beneficial here, and especially getting young people into jobs. The success rate of these foyers is astronomical.
Well, I just think, you know, we've got to look at these longer-term solutions. You and I have been talking about this, well, at least for a whole year, but we were actually talking about it before things really blew up last year as well. And you know, the time for change is now. Like, the time for action is absolutely now. We have seen that over the last couple of weeks from the Chief Minister, so let's hope that we are going to continue on that path. I know that you guys, you know, the people of Alice Springs absolutely need it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that what we've seen in the last 2 weeks is now I think there's a belief that there is light at the end of the tunnel because mm-hmm. we've seen government have put their foot down and made some big calls. And I think people are really supportive of the Chief Minister and what she's been able to do. And, you know, we'll continue on. But as I said, we know it can be done. And the police have been amazing as well.
Matt, has there been much traction? You know, we know that there's been a few groups that have sort of come out and said, you know, questioned whether the curfew is lawful or whether it should happen. Has that gained much traction in Alice Springs?
Yeah, I think they've read the room and quietened down a little bit. I think what people forget is, on paper, they might say that it won't work, but the 2 weeks preceding the curfew, Katie, we had two young men lose their lives and a 16-year-old girl horrendously bashed and stripped in the street. Now we've had a police presence, the visual presence of the curfew and all of those sort of things. We haven't seen that. We have not seen any of that carnage or you know, that horrendous behaviour. So I don't buy that these experts, these so-called experts, when they say it won't work, you know, they should get out of their ivory towers and actually come to Alice Springs and say what will work for the short term, not the medium and long term stuff, what's going to work here and now. Clearly, as I said, the Chief Minister's made a decision and it has worked because facts prove that it has worked.
Matt Patterson, the Mayor of Alice Springs, good to catch up with you this morning, mate. And I'm really pleased that there's some hope for the people of Alice Springs. I hope that we are on the path to some change.
You and me both. It's been a nice change, yeah.
Mate, how good would it be if you and I could catch up and, you know, talk about some of the great stuff that's going on in Alice Springs? And you know, there is great stuff that goes on. There's so many wonderful people that live there. I long for the day where I don't have to get on air and talk about the crime and all the issues that are happening around the Territory and when we can, you know, focus a bit more on some of the wonderful stuff that happens.
Yeah, me too. I mean, obviously, this has taken a dramatic impact for our tourism operators and businesses in town as well, and they felt the pinch through COVID. So, it is an amazing place and we need to promote it to be that way, but obviously we just need to get through this bump in the road and it can go back to the wonderful place it was.
Yeah, spot on. Matt Patterson, talk to you again soon. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thanks.